Wireless bridge versus access point, which is better and why? Seeking for the wireless bridge versus access point comparison post? Not sure which one is suitable for you? Then, you have come to the right page. Let's get started. What is bridge mode in networking technology? Computer networks are often divided into segments that must be connected. The network bridge allows data sharing by connecting these segments of the network. Network bridges were previously connected via wired Ethernet cables before Wi-Fi. In the context of OSI, network bridges connect segments at layer 2, data link. These devices are more intelligent than hubs and repeaters and control data flow from connected network segments. The wireless bridge links network segments but uses Wi-Fi instead of an Ethernet link. It can connect two networks with a radio link to allow data transfer and connectivity between them. These bridges can also be used for internet connectivity by connecting an Ethernet network with an access point or wireless router. Bridges can be set up to connect multiple networks using a wireless distribution system. There are many types of wireless bridges. Some can facilitate Ethernet connectivity using a WAP, while others can double up as both a WAW and a bridge. This seems to be the main reason for the confusion between the two types. What is a wireless access point? Wireless access points, WAPs, connect a wireless device to routers and provide internet access. They are used to extend a Wi-Fi network by providing internet access over long distances. They are also known as wireless hotspots, and are one of the most popular networking tools. A wireless access point allows multiple devices to connect to the internet and LAN simultaneously. It can also function as a wireless bridge by connecting two wireless networks. Modern access points can connect up to 200 wireless devices simultaneously. This device can be wireless routers that provide internet access directly through a modem. Wireless access point vs bridge, which is better? WAPs connect users to networks by creating a wireless signal that they can use. A bridge, on the other hand, connects different networks like a wireless home network to all devices that are connected to it. Remote bridges. In general, a PC network is divided into various pieces that need to be coordinated. An organization may connect interfaces, such as sections of separate organizations, to encourage information sharing. Network spans were previously associated with wired Ethernet links before Wi-Fi innovation. The OSI model settings identify the network spans as a part of Layer 2, Information Connect Layer. These gadgets are more intelligent than the repeaters and center points that control the information stream forward and backward from associated network parts. Remote bridges have the same capacity to connect network parts, but they do so via a Wi-Fi connection rather than a wired Ethernet connection. It can link two organizations together with a radio connection, which encourages information flow between them. These scaffolds can also be used to link an Ethernet organization with a point or remote switch for internet access. A remote distribution system allows spans to be set up to interface with different organizations. There are many types of remote scaffolds, from the essential ones which promote Ethernet availability with distant points to those that can be used as bridges and remote points. This is, according to all accounts, the source of disarray between these two devices. Remote access points. Remote point ways allow Internet access through interfacing remote devices with switches. They act as internet range extenders for Wi-Fi organizations by providing internet access over large distances. They are known as remote hotspots, and they are one of the most commonly used systems administration tools. Remote point ways allow internet and LAN access to different gadgets at the same time. Advanced knowledge in access point vs bridge mode. https://u2.be/ucb61jcopua. Macintosh can span handoff layer 2 edges among LANs. An Ethernet connect transfers the outline between two 802.3 networks, while remote scaffold transfers the procedure between an 802.3 network and an 802.11w LAN. Remote point ways APS. They are most commonly used in remote areas, work in root mode. This is a multipoint highlight arrangement where the AP transfers outlines among numerous 802.11 stations and an adjacent Ethernet LAN. Some access point modes are also capable of working in connect mode, which is a highlight arrangement where the AP transfers outlines to an adjacent Ethernet LAN from another 802.11 scaffolds. Remote bridge branded gadgets work in connect mode. Remote outside scaffolds are often sent 2x2 to associate structure organizations. They use a remote for the between building jump. Synopsis. If you require a remote host associated with an organization, you can purchase an AP. However, if you are looking to connect wired organizations, you can buy a remote bridge. Points are connected to your home network via an Ethernet link. This allows you to add remote devices to your home network. Pointways can add remote capabilities to a non-remote switch or increase the scope and speed of a remote organization. When gadgets are connected to your SSID, they join the existing wired LAN. Avoid confusion by calling this connecting. Although a point way may link remote devices and organizations, it is not interfacing with them. This is a crucial distinction. Remote point ways link clients to organizations by creating remote signs they can use. On the other hand, a bridge connects two organizations, your previous remote home organization, to all of these gadgets. Conclusion. Although wireless access points and bridges were previously manufactured separately, they are more commonly combined. These devices can be used to provide both wireless connectivity for multiple devices and bridging. The boundary between the functionality of these devices has blurred. It would help if you considered buying a wireless bridge access point device based on the 802.11n wireless networking standard. This device offers the fastest data transmission speeds. Besides, you can also read this post to know more about the differences between wireless routers and access points. Resense hopes you've enjoyed this article and share it with your friends on social media.